Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In the last few FMMs, we've been learning about the very powerful Avoda of the Ktores, and we continue today discussing the daily Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. After the Ktores is brought, the Kohen who offered the Ktores bows in the Beis HaMikdash, as we've discussed in the past, and he then leaves the Beis HaMikdash. And as he leaves the Beis HaMikdash, and when he reaches Bein Ulam LaMizbeach, when he reaches the spot in the Azara, in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, between the Ulam, the entrance hallway to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Mizbeach, he takes a unique kli, a unique utensil, which we'll discuss in a moment in Mitzvah Hashem, and he throws it on the ground. That's it. He throws it on the ground. Why does he do that? So we'll discuss that too in a minute. But Emir Tashem, but first I need to say a couple of things before we go further. First of all, I sent a diagram of the Beis HaMikdash with today's FMM to help describe where this Avoda occurred. And secondly, what I said, that the Ktores is brought and then afterwards this unique kli is thrown to the ground, that order is based on the Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204 in Hilchos Tamidin Musafi Perek Vav Halacha Hey. However, the Mishnah and Maseches Tamid implies, and other Rishonim and Achronim agree, that the throwing of this unique kli happens before the Ktores is brought. In any case, the Kohen who brought the Ktores takes a unique kli and he throws it on the ground. What is this kli? The Mishnah calls it a magrefa. A magrefa means a rake. And the Tosos Yantif, Rav Yom Tov Lipman Heller, who died in 1654, one of the most important mefarshim on the Mishnah, the Tosos Yantif says that there are three different kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. Each one is called a magrefa. First, there is a magrefa, a rake, that is used to stoke and rake the fires on top of the Mizbeach. Second, one of the instruments that the Levim play in the Beis HaMikdash is called a Magrefa. And finally, we have a third kli, the Magrefa that the Kohen throws down Bein Ulam LaMizbeach, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. And this Magrefa makes a huge noise. The Mishnah and Maseches Tamid Perek Hei Mishnah Vav tells us that no person in Yerushalayim is able to hear their friends speaking when the Magrefa is thrown. So there's this loud, impressive, crashing noise in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash from the sound of the Magrefa, and this loud sound serves three purposes. First, it's a signal to other Kohanim that now all of the Kohanim will be bowing shortly in the Beis HaMikdash. So a Kohen who hears the crashing Magrefa runs, so he too will be ready to bow in the Beis HaMikdash. Secondly, the sound of the Magrefa is a signal to Levim that they will shortly begin their Shira, their song in the Azara. So a Levi who hears the Magrefa runs and gets ready to sing or to play his instrument. And finally, the Magrefa is a signal to a Yisrael. We learned back in FMM number 3 about the 24 Mishmaros, the 24 Kohen families who work in the Beis HaMikdash on rotation. And in addition to the 24 Kohen families, Yisraelim are also divided into 24 groups corresponding to the 24 Mishmaros of the Kohanim. And these groups are called Ma'amados. Each one in the singular is called a Ma'amad, which means to stand. And that's what they did. They stood and they observed the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. And they were a part of the Avoda in that way. The Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash should be inspiring not just to Kohanim and Levim, but also to Yisraelim. They too are inspired and moved by what they see there. And so the crashing of the Magrefa is a signal for the Yisraelim as well, for the Ma'amad as well. Actually, it's a signal for the Rosh HaMa'amad, the head of that week's Ma'amad. When he hears the sound of the Magrefa, the head of that week's Ma'amad goes to the Sha'ar HaMizrach. And again, I sent a diagram with today's FMM. The Rosh HaMa'amad goes to the Sha'ar HaMizrach and he makes sure that anyone who is Tamei may not enter into the Azara. Rav Avadya Bar Tanura, who died in 1515, says that there are three opinions as to what that means. Some say that it means that the Rosh HaMa'amad stands there to scold the Tmeim, to send a message to them and to others. Had you been more careful and avoided being Tameh, you too could have entered the Azara. Another opinion is the opposite, and the Rambam says this too in Hilchos Tamidin Musafin. The Rosh HaMa'amad stands there to make a statement, so to speak. These people who are not going into the Azara are not standing outside because they're lazy, chas v'shalom, or because they're apathetic to the Kedusha, the Beis HaMikdash, chas v'shalom. No, the only reason they are not going in is because they are Tameh. That's the reason, and no one should think otherwise. And finally, the Rambam in his Perush to Maseches Tamid says that the Tameim we're talking about here are people that had Tzara'as, who have completed their Tahara process and are now waiting to have blood sprinkled on them as described in Parshas Metzora. So that is the Magrefa, the loud sound of the Magrefa and the things that it signals. In the next FMM, we will, God willing, see what happens after the Magrefa sound is rang out in the Beis HaMikdash. And in the meantime, have an amazing day. And Amir Tz Hashem, I'll see you next time at the Mikdash.